Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Rav Avraham Goldar and today Maseches Megillah Daf Chaf Ches, the fourth parak b'nei Eir. The Zichu Maseches Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichu Chabura. So the Daf's are going to focus on number one. The majority of Amud Af continues with the various Rabbanim explaining to their Talmidim the reasons for their longevity. Rabbi Zera told his Talmidim, "B'yamai l'hikpadati b'tok beisi. In all my days, I never showed anger in my house. But l'sa'adati b'fnei mishu gadol mimeni, and I never walked in front of someone greater than me, nor did I think and learning while walking in dirty alleyways, nor did I ever walk Dalet Amos without learning and wearing tefillin, nor did I sleep in the base of Middush, not a full sleep or a nap, nor did I rejoice in the stumbling of my friend, nor did I call my friend by his nickname." Some say that Rabbi Zera said that he didn't call his friend by his surname if it had a negative connotation. Pointing to Rav Acha Breda, Rava asked Rav Ashi, "What should a person do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one's not permitted to enter shul except to learn Torah and daven?" Rav Ashi answered, "If he, referring to the caller, is a young Torah scholar, he should enter and recite halacha. If he's a Talmud of Mishnah, meaning one who commits Mishnah and Brises to memory, he should recite a Mishnah. If he's a Talmud of Tanakh, he should recite a Pasuk. If he's none of these, he should tell a child that's in the shul, recite your Pasuk for me, or else he should delay for a while in the shul and then get up and leave." And point number three was taught in Mishnah Perkei Avos, "Udishtamish betaga chalap, one who uses the crown of Torah will pass from this world." Reish Lakish taught a brisa, "Zeh mishtamish b'misha shon halachos kisru shel Torah." This refers to one who uses a person who learns halachos the crown of the Torah. Ula said, "A person should rather use one who has learned four siddurim of Mishnah and not use one who has taught four siddurim." The Gemara continues, bringing an incident when a certain man came and carried Reish Lakish across a pool of water. When Reish Lakish asked the man if he had learned four siddurim of Mishnah, and the man responded that he had, Reish Lakish told him that he should toss Reish Lakish into the water. The man replied, "Nichle deshme'inun lamar, it's a pleasure of me to serve the master." Reish Lakish said that since he persists, he should learn something from Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish taught him halacha. The Marsha explains that Reish Lakish's intent was to make this man a Talmud, in which case it's appropriate for a Rebbe to let a Talmud serve him. The Gemara concludes, "Tana de Eliyahu is taught in the Academy of Eliyahu, kol shoda halachos muftach lo, shu ben olam haba. Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam haba." As it says in the pasuk, "Halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikra halichos el halachos. Do not read halichos, ways, but halachos." So once again, the 3 points are number one. The majority of Amud Aleph continues with various Rabban explaining to their Talmidim the reasons for their longevity. Rabbi Zera told his Talmidim, "Miyamai lehikpadati b'tok beisi, in all my days, I never showed anger in my house. Well, sa'adati b'fnei mishu gadol mimeni, and I never walked in front of someone greater than me. Nor did I think and learning while walking in dirty alleyways. Nor did I ever walk Dalet Amos without learning Torah and wearing tefillin. Nor did I sleep in the base of Middush, not a full sleep or a nap. Well, sa'asti b'tekalas chaveirai. Nor did I rejoice in the stumbling of my friend. Nor did I call my friend by his nickname." Some say Rabbi Zera said they didn't call his friend by his surname if it had a negative connotation. Pointing to Rav Acha Breda, Rava asked Rav Ashi, "What should a person do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one is not permitted to enter shul except to learn Torah and daven?" Rav Ashi answered, "If he, referring to the caller, is a young Torah scholar, he should enter and recite halacha. Itanahu lema masnisa, if he's a Talmud of Mishnah, meaning one who commits Mishnah and Brises to memory, he should recite a Mishnah. Vikarahu lema psuka, and if he's a Talmud of Tanakh, he should recite a Pasuk. If he's none of these, he should tell a child that's in the shul, emli psukich, recite your Pasuk for me, or else nishipurti minekum, he should delay for a while in the shul and then get up to leave." And point number three was taught in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, "Udishtamish betalga chalap, one who uses the crown of Torah will pass from this world." Reish Lakish taught a Brisa, "Zeh mishtamish b'misha shon halachos kisra shel Torah." This refers to one who uses a person who learns halachos the crown of the Torah. Ula said, "A person should rather use one who has learned four siddurim and Mishnah and not use one who has taught four siddurim." The Gemara continues, bringing an incident when a certain man came and carried Reish Lakish across a pool of water. When Reish Lakish asked the man if he had learned four siddurim of Mishnah, and the man responded that he had, Reish Lakish told him that he should toss Reish Lakish into the water. The man replied, "Nichle deshme'inu lamar, it's a pleasure for me to serve the master." Reish Lakish said that since he persists, he should learn something from Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish taught him a halacha. The Marsha explains that Reish Lakish's intent was to make the man a Talmud, in which case it's appropriate for a Rebbe to let a Talmud serve him. The Gemara concludes, "Tana de Eliyahu, it was taught in the Academy of Eliyahu, kol shona halachos muftach lo shehu ben olam haba. Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam haba, as it says in the pasuk, halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos el halachos. Do not read halichos, ways, but halachos." All right, so now we go to our Simmer Daf Chav Ches, and our standard Simmon is a strong man. Koach, a strong man. So here goes. The strong man wearing his don't be mad, be a calm dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son, who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachos. Once again, in slow motion. The strong man, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Ches. The strong man wearing his don't be mad, be a calm dad shirt, which reminds us, Rabbi Zerah shared with his Talmidim all the reasons why he was zocha to live a long life, one of them being that he never showed anger in his house. So the strong man wearing his don't be mad, be a calm dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son, who dented his car, which reminds the Gemara discuss what a person should do if he needs to call someone out of shul, being that one's not permitted to enter a shul except to learn Torah and Daven, the person should sit down and learn. So the strong man wearing his don't be mad, be a calm dad shirt, who went into the shul to call out his teenage son, who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachas. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Tana de Beliyahu that kol shon halachos muvtachlo shehu ben olam haba. Whoever learns halachos is assured that he's destined for olam haba. As it says in the pasuk, halichos olam lo, the ways of the world are his. Al tikri halichos el halachos. Don't read halichos, ways, but halachos. So once again, the strong man wearing his don't be mad, be a calm dad shirt, who went to the shul to call out his teenage son, who dented his car, sat down first and learned two halachos. All right, now it's time for a four blot back chazara. Daf Chav Daled. So the simur Daf Chav Daled is a pitcher. So here goes. The shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers, that must be more in Daf Chav Daled. The shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do maftir, which reminds us we have a malchukas as to why the one who's accustomed to doing maftir gets so many honors in that he's poris al shema, he repeats the shemone esrei, and if he's a kohen, he's known as kapav. Rav Papa said mishum kavod is because of honor. Rashi explains that since he diminished himself and read maftir, which is not a kavod, we give him roles that do afford him honor. Rabbi Rashimi said mishum daasi lansuye because he might otherwise come to malchukas with the bald field, meaning that since the bald field received payment for his services, the maftir might become resentful that he's not paid too. So the shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do maftir had a blind shulik sibur who recited the bracha of Yotze HaMa'oros, which reminds us we have malchukas whether a suma, a blind person, can be poris al shema since he recites the bracha of Yotze HaMa'oros. Rav Yehuda says he does not, since he does not get hanah from the light. The Chachamim say he does, since he benefits from the fact that a person with sight can lead him. So the shul that had a cupboard full of pitchers engraved with Achron Achron Chaviv to give as gifts to honor the members willing to do maftir had a blind shulich sibor who recited the bracha of Yotze HaMa'oros and didn't realize he accidentally put on a round pair of tefillin. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Oset filaso agula sakana ve'im bat mitzvah. One who makes his head tefillin around is in danger because if he bumps into a low doorway, he could puncture his skull and there's no mitzvah performed when he wears it. Daf Chav Hei. So the Simon Daf Chav Hei is a silver anniversary. So here goes. When the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary, that must mean we're on Daf Chav Hei. When the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said, Hashem should have mercy on her too, which reminds us, the two reasons are given as to why we silence someone who says, Al kansi po yagiu rachamecha. One reason is because he's matokina, but my sebreshis, he's provoking jealousy in the works of creation since he's suggesting that Kosh Baruch has mercy on the birds but not on other animals. Or we silence him if neisha osim idosim shekosh baruchu rachamim, because he makes the mitzvahs of Kosh Baruchu into acts of rachamim ve'enon el gezeras, when in fact there are only gezeras. So when the husband gave his wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said Hashem should have mercy on her too, she grew irate and said all she wants from him is a little Yerushalayim, which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina said, HaKol bidei shamayim chutz miYerushalayim, everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, as the pasuk states, V'ata Yisrael ma Hashem alkecha sholem imach kim le'ira, and now Yisrael, what does Hashem your God ask of you? But to fear Hashem your God. The Gemara asks, Mechlal de'ir milsa zutra sehi. Is the Torah implying that the fear of heaven is a small matter? The Gemara answers, Im l'gabi Moshe b'ina milsa zutra sehi. Yes, regarding Moshe, our teacher, it's a small matter. And then brings a mashal to illustrate why. So, when the husband gave a wife a ring in the shape of a bird's nest on their silver anniversary and said, Hashem should have mercy on her too, she grew irate and said all she wants from him is a little Yerushalayim. and then made him translate the psukim of the Chet Ha'egel as a form of Kippur, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why certain parshios of the Torah we read and translate, and other ones we do not translate. The first narration of the Chet Ha'egel may be read and translated. One might have thought we should be concerned about the honor of Yisrael. However, we translate it anyways, the Havyiluhu Kippur, because it will be Kippur for them. Daf Chavav, so the Sim Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. The soldiers taking part in the military coup. Coup? That must be more Daf Chavav. The soldiers taking part in the military coup, who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale. Which reminds us, a shul can be sold to purchase an arum based on Malim Makosh Vilmarin. We ascend and coach matters, but we do not descend. But this only applies to a countryside shul. A shul belonging to the city may not be sold since people from outside the city come to it. The residents of the city have no right to sell it because it belongs to the general public. So the soldiers taking part in the military coup who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokas whether Nischalki Yerushalayim was Shvatim, whether Yerushalayim was a portion of the Shvatim. After the Gemara brings a braisa to support the view that it was a portion of the Shvatim, based on how the temple area was divided among the tribes of Yehuda and Binyamin, it brings a braisa that supports the view that it was not a portion of the Shvatim, which states, one may not rent out houses in Yerushalayim if Nesha ain't in Shalahan, because the houses are not theirs, but they belong to the greater public. Rather, they had to let the Ohi Regalim stay there for free. Rabbi Yezer Bar Tzadok said, Aflo mitos, they may also not rent out beds. So the soldiers taking part in the military coup who surrounded the shul in the city to prevent its sale stayed overnight for free in Yerushalayim by hosts that lived next to the town Geniza for Tashmishei Kedusha. Which reminds us, it was taught in a braisa Tashmishei Mitzvah Nizrakin, objects used for doing a mitzvah such as a sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tzitzis may be discarded since they do not have Kedusha after their use. Tashmishei Kedusha Nignazim, but objects which are accessories to Kadosh items such as sacks for sacred books, tefillin and mezuzahs, a tik shel sefer Torah, and a case for tefillin and their straps must be put in a geniza. Daf Chav Zayin, so the simon Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The child who brought his kazoos, that must be one Daf Chav Zayin. The child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, which reminds us, the question was asked, what's the law in regard to selling an old Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one? Do we say that since one is not using the money to purchase something with more Kedusha, it's forbidden? Or do we say that since it's not possible to purchase something with more Kedusha other than a Sefer Torah, it's permitted? The Gemara attempts several answers, and the third answer brings a braisa that states, Menichin Sefer Torah al Gabi Torah, one may place a Sefer Torah on top of another Torah. So since it's permitted to place one Sefer Torah on top of another, it must be permitted as well to sell one Sefer Torah for another one. The Gemara rejects this proof, explaining that this case is different, since it may be permitted to do so because there was no other place to put the Sefer Torah. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states where Merit says that people in a town may not sell a public shul to an individual because they bring down its level of Kedusha. The Chami said to him, Im ken af me'ir gadol le'ir katana. If so, then it should not be permitted to sell a shul from a large city to a small city. So the child who brought his kazoos with Torah emblems to shul, placing one on top of another, was surprised when his father told him the town sold him the shul so he could daven there privately, and threw in 300 barrels of wine with a note he should be zocher to live long and enjoy his son's kazooing. Which reminds us, Rabbi Zaka explained to his Talmud that one of the reasons he was zocher to a long life was Lo bitalti kiddush hayom. I never neglected to say kiddush on Shabbos day over wine. He shared that one time he did not have enough money to buy wine, and his elderly mother sold the veil she would wear on her head to buy the wine for kiddush. When she died, she left him a Yerusha of 300 barrels of wine. And when Rabbi Zaka passed away, he left his children 3,000 barrels of wine. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldenzichu wishing you a great day and great learning.